Fuck it. Fuck it.
Who cares?
Steve.
Last show. Nobody gives
Who gives a shit? Who gives a fuck?
I don't know how to get the
chat. Goalie down you. Get.
Uh-oh, I did something.
What? What'd you do?
If I want to chat, I can't see you.
There okay. You. What do you need to see me for? We're just talking.
Yeah, you're right. There ain't no chat anymore.
I mean, if that's... If you need to see the chat that fucking much, then...
I don't need to see you know, the chat.
If it's that important to you, Steve, then rock on with your chat, is what I say. If it makes you feel better.
What the hell was that?
What was what?
I don't know. Some woman was talking there for a second.
What? It wasn't me. I lost your video. I think I lost you. I lost Steve. No, Steve. Is Steve back?
I did a thing.
You did something.
So, for some odd reason, StreamYard doesn't like it when I open other windows.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have to fucking just be doing this right now, Steve.
On the iPad. It just doesn't like it. It doesn't like my Bluetooth. It doesn't like nothing.
It doesn't like anything.
It hates me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, know,
maybe Joe Mastrione was right.
Maybe. Let's kick this pig, as they say, Steve.
You're about to witness the strength of creep knowledge.
Good evening. Welcome to the Freudian Slip. This is episode 193. 2 minutes to midnight. The fucking end is nigh. It's the final countdown.
Don't give up your day job.
Fuck yeah. Here we go. We're heading for Venus, Steve.
All right.
Fucking Venus. I don't know why. It's a fucking... You die on Venus.
Why would we go there?
It's not the planet to fucking go to. I don't know what Europe was thinking of. Because
are they really going to Venus?
In the song, they're headed to Venus.
Oh, see, I'm not familiar so much with... I know the song, but...
Yeah, it's not very habitable for people there. Like, not that Mars is any much fucking better, but
at least you could put a bubble up there or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Venus is not the greatest place for people. They say there's life there though, Steve. Life. I don't fucking know. I don't care anymore.
Life is
who gives a fuck?
Then we what? Life is much more abundant in the universe than we give credit for, I'm sure.
Oh, I think so. Absolutely.
Hey, did you know, Chris?
What?
A MacBook Air makes a nice coffee table.
It makes a nice coffee table?
Yeah, look at that.
You're going to put your coffee on your MacBook Air?
Yeah, I just did.
Oh. That's awesome. That's good. So I got some good news this week, Steve. Actually, I got it today.
I saw your post on Facebook. I think I know.
My scooter is on the way. The gentleman told me today. Well, he sent me the information, said it's en route. And I said, well, you know, I was like, well, when are they supposed to get here? And his response was, it's on the truck on its way here.
So that means tomorrow, next week, 2-3 weeks from now?
I don't know. I assume that it will be before the end of the week.
Well, coming all the way from California, is let's say. I mean, that's all the way across the country. It could take 5 days, 6 days.
Mm. So. Good. Or it could have already been en route for the whole weekend.
I wish I still had the helmet that I bought a month or two ago.
I have a helmet.
Oh, I know, but this one was spectacular.
Oh, yeah?
1970s, Stars and Stripes.
Now, I'm going with the helmet I bought.
I do have another vintage one at home, but it's not as, you know, fancy. It's got a Falcon on the side.
Really, mine matches my bike. So
next Stars like and Stripes that to you though.
No, it doesn't match my bike very well. I don't like that.
Blue?
It doesn't. No, I don't believe you.
Is this the original bike?
No, this is. I was originally going to buy a Honda Ruckus.
Yeah, no, I mean the original one of this. I mean, you said you might just say, hey, give me the first black one.
No. This is, I'm actually getting the blue, the one that I wanted. Because the only thing I would have changed out, I would have gone to a black. But no. Yeah, it's just. What's that?
The black would match any helmet.
Right. So. But yeah, so. That should be here within the week, and I am happy as shit. I'm going to get it insured tomorrow. Then I got to go down to the town hall, pay the excise tax, and get it registered.
It's an excise tax.
It's like what you pay on a vehicle when you buy a new vehicle.
Okay, I've never bought a new vehicle, so
You pay it when you get your vehicle registered here in the state of Maine. I don't know how it works in Ohio, but in the state of Maine, when you register your vehicle every year, you pay an amount based on the MSRP of your vehicle. But my vehicle's only $2,000. So yes, it's $24 for every $1,000.
Good thing you didn't buy a $30,000.
Right, exactly. So I'm.
Dude, you're just like California, man. So us, it's what, $52 a year or something like that for no matter what.
Yeah, I pay that and get my registration, and then when I go to pick it up, I put the plates on it and I'm ready to go. And it's like $9 to register it.
Fahim Abdul Majid, what is up?
Yeah, he's been a fan of the shit on the page for a while, on the like page. And Jack from Ireland, we found out. Good old Jack.
Look at his last name. I mean, why didn't we know?
Yeah. Anyhow, for those of you that are unaware, this is the last of one of two shows I'll be doing to wrap this shit up. Steve is... couldn't even be home for it. He had to fucking go out and about.
Quitting the show, man. This is why we're stopping, because
Steve's too fucking busy.
I'm back to the hotel. we planned around this on purpose. So
yeah,
I wasn't missing this one. It's the second.
Fahim, howdy, partner. How's it going, man? His name means wise servant of majesty, Steve.
You know what my name means,
Steve.
Not dickhead. Oh. It means a crown. I don't know. So I'm majestic as well.
I looked up Christopher, and it means Christ bearer. Whatever the fuck that means.
I would have thought it just meant Christ.
It supposedly means Christ bearer. Whatever that fucking means.
You take Jesus with you wherever you go.
Everywhere I go. He's right here, Steve. Look, he's right here.
See?
Fucking
knew it. See,
the fucking favorite. Buddy Christ. He's fucking really here for you every day. I have had this thing since I was like in my early 20s, probably 20, maybe even 19. So my grandmother was super religious when she was alive. I don't know how she is now. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to converse with her, Steve, so I can't tell you. But she was super religious. So as a jackass, cause I've always been a fucking jackass. I glued that fucking thing to the dashboard of my very first car. And I told people it's for my grandmother so that she can know that I always have Jesus with me every day.
That's not that odd. I've seen people do that for real, you know. Not as
well. I mean, mine was in jest, Steve. Mine was a fucking sarcastic move.
That doesn't mean that, you know, the people that were riding with you knew it was in jest.
Because everybody that rode with me knew it was in jest.
Well, yeah, obviously they knew it was in jest. You're right.
Yeah,
pretty obvious. You're right.
Yeah, Yeah. I don't know why you would think that the people that are riding with me wouldn't know. I mean, you gotta stop moving that shit around, Steve. It's making noise. Yeah, that thing. Fahim, your own personal Jesus, yeah.
I need it.
Yeah, kind of. You need your own personal Jesus, Steve. You need your own Fahim.
Fahim is a hell of a guy. I'm assuming that's a guy.
Yeah.
Not familiar with the origin of Fahim, so I don't know if that's a...
In today's day and age, Steve, you never know.
Well, yeah, I don't want to assign gender.
That's right. How dare you? Got to do a dab hit here, Steve. This is like one of the last shows.
Live on air, you're going to do this?
Yeah, well, I used to. I mean, come on. I only stopped doing it because it was getting in the way of me like critically thinking during the show. What do I care? It's the last of two shows we're going to do.
Wait, we critically thought?
Well, I did. I don't know about you, but I had to like run the show. So, you know, I had to read things and, organize and try to wrangle you, which is not fun, by the way, sometimes. Wrangling you into certain positions. I mean, not sexually, Steve. I mean, in a radio sense, but...
Can you do that again?
It just, you know, it's been a journey. I don't know how you felt about it, but it's been a journey, my friend.
It has been. I don't know what kind of journey it's been. It's been.
It's been a journey, Steve. Anywho, Fahim says, I liked your stories. They spoke to me. Fahim, I'm going to continue to do the stories. Those are going to continue. I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to do the like page. As far as the memes go, I haven't decided, because of the way everything is being fucked around, I haven't decided if I'm going to do the bedtime stories on the like page or if I'm going to do them on YouTube.
I think you should do both.
Well, I can't. I discontinued StreamYard.
Well, that makes sense, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not going to fucking pay for it. Although they did offer me, and I thought you might want to know about this, Steve. They offered me a different package for $10 a month. You keep the StreamYard logo at the top, but you get to keep everything else.
That's not horrible.
No.
$10 a month. I can do...
You can do all the scrolling at the bottom. You can change out your... You can change out your backgrounds and stuff.
That would be the thing that I'd want is changing the background and doing
stuff like that. Yeah, so that, and you get like the green screen stuff free. So you get to do all that stuff for free. But you can't stream to multiple platforms without, and they allow you to stream to multiple platforms. You still get the unlimited amount of streaming for $10 a month.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah.
I bet they just.
Yeah, so. So, yeah, I will continue, though. Yeah, Fahim, I will continue the stories. Those are going to continue. I just haven't done one since the Shadow over Innsmouth because I've been trying to figure out things wrapping this up. I've got a lot of things going on. But those are going to continue, and I will do those like probably like a couple of times, maybe a few times a week to get back on track with those. But those I can do at my own leisure or leisure, as they say. But I can fit them in whenever, whereas this was a scheduled show that I had to take time to do. Whereas, like, if I get up and I'm having my fucking coffee and I decide, oh, I'm going to do a story this morning, I just pop on, do a story, I'm done, it's over, I put it out, I don't have to do anything else. You know, this, the like page, it was a fucking labor. It was a lot of fucking labor, actually. It was tedious fucking shit. It wasn't hard labor, it was just tedious shit.
Even that, I mean, just the commitment.
Dude, fucking almost fucking eight years we've been fucking doing this. I've been doing the like page is almost like 7 years because I started that after the show, but the show will be 8 years old in August, on August 18th. On August 18th, the show will be that my son will turn 18, and this show will be 2 years old.
Yeah.
It'll be done, but it'll be 2 years old.
It'll be 8 years old.
Huh?
Not 2 years old.
It's 8 years old, sorry.
This show
will be done.
In its completeness, not its second coming.
Yeah. In its completeness, yeah. And we may do a, because Steve and Katie and I will happen to be in the, all and happen to be in the same place in August.
What?
The beginning of August. So there may be something that goes on then.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Although, you know.
It may be hard to fit in with the schedule I have with that time. So.
I mean, that's probably the last thing on your mind, I'm sure, for that particular weekend.
Well, actually, it's been something that has been on my mind quite a bit, because it would be fun to do an actual show with the three of us all together.
Will Miss Katie want to show her face, though?
She could be off camera.
Yeah.
She could be off camera. I have no problem with that. But just having us all in the same room would be nice.
Be cool.
Yeah. So, because that is going to happen in August. Or
the main event.
The main event? WWE?
I hope it's not.
Hell in a Cell?
It might be.
That is kind of what it is. I mean, let's face facts. It is kind of Hell in a Cell.
No comment.
She's got headphones on, so.
Mine too.
But anyway, yeah, so there may be something then. We might do something. Even if it's just short. It's been a fucking hell of a run. I thought about trying to reach out to some people and have them on tonight, but
what?
I just I wasn't fucking, dude, I've been fucking spent. I've been working a shit ton. I, much like you, Steve, have been working a lot.
I don't know if I've been to work. Well, I guess. I mean, anytime you leave the house, it's kind of working, you know.
Well, I'm working split shifts right now. So I'm working in the morning and I'm working at night.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. But I'm sucking up some overtime.
That doesn't suck.
No. Overtime's good. So, and it's the type of work, like at night, I don't have to deal with all the bullshit during the day. So I can turn on music. I can just work, do my thing, you know, I don't have to worry about it. So it's nice. It's fucking nice. But, what's that?
I said it sounds delightful.
Oh, it's just a joy. Let me tell you. Let me tell you. Oh, let me tell you about it, Steve. But yeah. I thought for a second, I re-listened to the show from last week, and I thought for a second that I had, you remember how we were talking about the whole Sharon Lee thing?
Mm-hmm.
Because we did say her name.
We did.
But I didn't say what was discussed. On the previously on the 40th slip. I thought while I was listening to it, I was like, did I fucking fuck Matt over? Did I say what he fucking said? Because as soon as I said her name, I was like, oh shit. Did I? Oops. I didn't. No, I didn't. I listened to it. Although that's and really
matter anymore? No.
Well, I mean, no, it does to me in and of that. I wouldn't do that to him in that aspect. That's
although Matt probably wouldn't care because he was okay with saying it in the first place. You know what I'm saying? But
right
in that situation, you want to say, "Hey, Matt, I'm going to tell the world that Sharon Lee is such and such," and then
yeah, and that you said it.
Yeah.
And he'd say, hey, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this. And I'm gonna say you said it. I'm gonna put the rubber stamp on it.
Don't nobody listen to him. Yeah, you know, so it wouldn't matter that much. But no,
yeah,
you know, no matter what the deal is, you'd still want to ask somebody's permission before you let that kind of cat out of the bag. But
oh yeah, no, you don't do that to people.
People, use your imagination. You can figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I know that Katie's on vacation this week, so
me too.
Good for Katie. She's out and about. I'm not going to say fucking where she is or what she's doing. So, but she is on vacation. We will have her back next week for the last show. Next Monday will be it. That will be where we wrap this shit up. We fucking stick a fucking fork in it. Hammer that last nail. Stick the putty over the fucking hole and call it good.
I promise not to cry.
Yeah, you won't.
Nope, you're right.
I won't. I can tell you that.
I'm done.
You might cry if I tell you some other news, but I'm not telling you on the air.
Oh.
No, you won't. You're soulless, so you won't.
I'm pretty soulless.
Right. I'll say that I did. That's all I will say to the people. I did. I cried.
Well, now you're gonna have to tell me.
I will after the show. No, I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you during the show. You're going to have to wait. It's a surprise, Steve.
I mean,
to wait for your surprise. What?
Is it something that will really upset me, or is it just...
No.
But it upset you.
No, it didn't upset me. It made me very happy. Yes.
Oh.
Made me very happy.
So it's better than getting your motorcycle or your scooter?
I wouldn't say it's better than getting my scooter.
Along the same lines.
But it made me very happy.
So it was tears of joy.
Yes.
Oh. So you got me
I'm scared. An old man, and I'm fucking sentimental, and I fucking have a heart. What?
I have no heart, so.
That's why I said you're soulless, so it probably will mean nothing to you. I mean, you'll probably be like, oh, that's nice.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
I give you the Facebook thumbs up.
Fucking asshole. But yeah, like I said, this is it, people. I mean. I don't even know anymore. I'm putting a puzzle together, Steve.
Oh my god, that sucks.
Why does that suck? I love puzzles.
My wife loves them.
Yeah, I'm putting together a Star Wars puzzle. Oh, it's over there.
I guess that might be a little bit better.
No, it's a cool Star Wars puzzle. I've never seen a cool Star Wars puzzle like this, so I was like, oh, that's really neat. I'm going to get that.
Puzzles are not my thing. You know why?
Why?
Have an attention span longer than that.
My son doesn't like them either. He was like, fuck your puzzle. And I'm like, what? See, because I always loved puzzles. And my son and I are a lot alike. So when I got the puzzle, I was like, dude, I got this awesome puzzle. He's like, fuck your puzzle. I'm whoa.
You say, I'm like, you say your son and you are a lot alike. You put a video of him on with the cake and all, and he's talking. I'm like, holy fuck, that's Chris.
Yeah, well... It is, but if I showed you a picture of him and his mother, he looks like his mother.
But just the way he talked, you know, his mannerisms, that's you, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's a lot like me. Yeah, he looks like his mom's side of the family. Now, my daughter, on the other hand, totally different. She looks like me. Poor girl. But yeah, I thought about having dipshit on my son tonight. Thought about that, but he's enjoying his summer, and he's gonna come work with me for the summer.
At the Dungeons and Dragons there?
At the Dungeons and Dragons? Yes, I work at fucking Dunkin' Donuts, Steve. I'm a fucking. I guess I can say it. Doesn't matter. We're getting done.
Hey, I mean, I don't think there's going to be 27,000 fans knocking on your fucking Dunkin' Donuts door.
Yeah, exactly.
If you get one.
Mm.
Throw my address out on the fucking show and nobody would ever show up. You know, it wouldn't matter. I could dox myself.
Exactly. But yeah, I told him he could come work with me and make some money for the summer. So...
You're allowed to.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
Well, I know a lot of places have policies against.
They do and they don't. I mean,
well, right now, nobody wants to work.
Right. And it's literally like, I know he'll come to work with me and I'll just have him work my schedule the days that he's coming in, and I'll work him harder than I'll work the other kids. So I can tell you that right now.
Any high school graduate right now for their first job should have zero problem. Zero.
Getting a job. Oh, yeah. It's fucking cake. You walk in anyway. If you walk up and down the street right now, fill out 10 applications, you'll have friggin' probably 9 job offers the next day.
They don't care if you're smoking meth when you walk through the fucking door.
They don't give a fuck right now. You are a body. The people back. I have seen them hire, oh my God. I'm in fucking management there. And it is a fucking shit show with the fucking... The stuff we've seen in the past. That's what I will say. In the past.
Hiring standards probably weren't that high prior to, this era. I'm going to guess they're not even that high right now.
Yeah, it's rough. It's a rough business.
Or Wendy's or any of those kind of places, they'll hire just about anybody. As long as you don't have flies flying around you, you're fine.
They hired me.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Let's face facts. It's face facts, Steve.
I
just did it because it's easy. It's so fucking close to the fucking house. Missy and I only have one vehicle. So, and as soon as things go back to normal with her job, she's going to be going back to work. She's working from home. So, I mean, I've been able to use the car. The scooter's kind of going to help, but I'm going to have to start Ubering again. I mean, that's why I got that job, because I was so close to home. I knew I could get hired there with no fucking problem whatsoever. And I did, and I was able to get fucking promoted really easy. So.
Shit, you ain't even been working there a year and you're already fucking manager. But that's the way it is with those places, If all you got to do is show up.
Yeah.
Show up. That's it. You win.
Yeah, it's
depending on how you look at it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's just come in and do your job. That's most places are like that. Come in and do your job. I mean, yeah, there are some shit places to work. Don't get me wrong. I have worked at shit places.
A lot of
I've worked at shit places. I've worked for shit employers. They exist. They happen. But, by and large, most places aren't that bad. I mean, it's not that bad. Just go do your job. It's that simple.
My boss, Scott.
Alicia and Scotty, good to see your faces. Good to see you. Glad you could join us. I know you were concerned about the bedtime stories. And I was telling Fahim earlier, those are going to continue. I haven't decided if they're going to continue on YouTube or on the Facebook page. I may keep the Facebook page just for those. Because it's an easy place to stream to. But I will decide on that. They will remain as the podcast where I, I upload them to Anchor. And then it goes out to all the different platforms, but it will still remain a podcast. So just so you're aware, so everybody knows. I will be wrapping this all up. I've stopped posting on the 40 and Slip.
Since you've done that, I've noticed you posted a few on your personal Facebook, and I get those. I never got the page. Once in a while, I got the page. And there was a time where you were posting the same meme on both, I believe, for a while there. A little bit. And
I think I was promoting on my own page for a while.
Your own page.
But they stopped me from doing that. It's ignorant. It's ignorant what they do. They give you
I wonder if all they're trying to do is push you into the advertising side.
They're trying to push you into paying.
Yeah.
Paying. That's what they want. They want you to pay. You know, I spent years building that.
And all they'd have to do is from the beginning say, hey, you're going to get better promotion if you pay. And that's it. We're not going to promote you at all if you don't. If they would have said that from the beginning, you'd have been aware of it. You know, that kind of
thing. Right. And then you know the rules of the game. Yeah. But it wasn't that way before. You could build a page. What they decided was this far in to say, fuck you. But they don't do it to all the pages. They don't.
They only do it to the ones that they deem controversial.
So I'm just done. I'm done.
What they deem controversial that aren't paying.
I'm going to go ride my scooter for the summer. I'm not going to think about posting on this fucking goddamn page. I'm going to not think about doing this show. I'm going to go away on vacation.
How about vacation?
I'm doing mine in August, Steve. I'm going to go away.
Too, by the way.
I'm going to go to the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think. Maybe.
West Virginia.
That's right.
Obama.
Dude, I like that shit.
Blue Ridge Mountains.
I like that shit. Shenandoah River.
Yeah.
Life is old there, Steve.
Older than the trees.
Yeah. Younger than the mountains.
Yeah, I forget the next
blowing one. Like a breeze. Country roads, Steve. Take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia. Yeah, you know the fucking
every
song.
Every time I drive through West Virginia, that song doesn't play because we listen to Willie's Roadhouse on Sirius. It comes on once in a while. But as soon as we leave that fucking state, that song goes on. Or just before we get there. It's stupid. Never get
West Virginia. Interesting. Yeah. I don't know, Steve. I don't know what you say to wrap this shit up. I don't know. I know you're actually kind of elated. You were like, it'll be nice.
In a way, it'll no. Nice. I'll miss the fuck out of it, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I messaged you earlier today. I'm like, in situations like this, I don't have to plan my vacation around the show.
Right. And that's what I mean. Like the having this scheduled out, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Now I don't. I get Monday nights where I'm just like, fuck this shit. You know, like tonight, for example, not for nothing, I forgot. I fucking spaced it. I talked to you this morning, fell asleep earlier today, took a nap, woke up, forgot that I had a show to do. Yeah, that's my day.
Yeah, that's me every Monday.
On my day off.
I wouldn't say elated, though. I know I'll miss it, but I knew the time would come, and I knew, and this is a, you know.
Yeah, it's time. It's been time for it to go.
It's been.
It's been. I probably should have done it a while ago. The building of the page last year really got me going, and I thought that was going to go somewhere, but once they switched things up.
It was always strange that the page took off and did real well, and of course now it's not, but you know what I mean. But the show just never went anywhere. The show just
It
was the same from the day we started till now.
Yeah.
About the same fan base, you know, not the same people, they come and go, Dean Cooper.
Right.
You know. Less than those guys, but yeah, it was fun. It was weird.
Yeah, it's gonna be strange not doing it, but I'm like I said, I'm ready. I'm really fucking ready.
Are we doing any 40 in news tonight or 40
in no
stuff tonight? Oh,
fuck, why?
Because the UFO report came out this week.
Fuck the UFO report. What is it have in it? Nothing.
Pretty much them asking for money so they can research UFOs.
Nothing.
That's pretty much what that
whole nothing.
Report. No, there's nothing. Stuff in there. I mean, they're pretty much admitting that there's things out there that they don't get, that they don't know.
Right. Of course,
they didn't say any. I mean, it was the smallest report that's ever come out.
And they didn't say anything about aliens. They just said that they don't know what it is.
I mean, there were some good elements to it, and I'm surprised that they even had it in there. You know, there's a couple that they, there was one I think they pretty much admitted they have no idea what the fuck. You know, they said about one case, and then there was one that they identified. So they only really mentioned two cases, you know, by any sort of particulars in the whole fucking thing. But they, I guess there was 80 that they actually investigated. So one they said they was able to identify, and one they said they were able not to identify. So, but they said there was both those things in both categories, I guess. But yeah, it was a bunch of bullshit, which we kind of figured anyway.
Oh yeah.
But what they're trying to do with that report, I think, is to get money to reopen, you know, some sort of investigatory thing. So, or you know, strengthen their investigatory, whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it didn't shut the door, which is good.
Yeah, but it didn't.
It didn't.
I don't know.
Either.
Yeah, it's more the fucking same.
Little, it is. I mean, there was some good points in it as far as at least they're not saying, okay, this phenomenon doesn't exist. It's, you know, it's swamp gas and balloons all the time. They admitted that there's things that they didn't know, and that's kind of a departure from normal. And we've been talking about that, right? That's kind of a departure from normal. So, I mean, there were some good points about it. But most of it was just, hey, give us some money so we can do this more. Basically, that's what it all boiled down to.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I'm...
tell you because we don't have enough money to investigate it.
Right.
I'm sure. So I guess Congress got a much lengthier report than the public got. Way more than 9 pages. So
no, yeah, because they're the people that they ask money for.
I'd be interested to see what was in that report.
Maybe a little more.
We won't, you know, I'm sure.
I'd be interested to see like what I see. There's been a lot of things that have been brought up about the whole thing, like the stuff that's come out, like the Tic Tac UFO and Commander fucking Fravor or whatever the fuck his name is. And like people are asking like serious questions about like the instruments that they were using, and you know, if the math was all of this, then it wasn't doing that yada yada. Like Mick West looked at some stuff. So I want to know, like, the particulars of that shit.
Right. We won't know the particulars.
No, and we won't. And that's the type of shit that bothers me. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm interested to see what's going to come out in the future, but I'm not hopeful. Well, I guess
the report gave Congress 90 days to respond. So, we'll know something more in 90 days.
No joy.
Now, whether that's okay, yeah, we're gonna fund you, or go fuck yourself.
Right? Is this worth looking into? Yeah, so I don't know.
In that respect, it's probably gonna be more of the same.
Yeah, I don't know anymore. I think it's just horse shit, to be honest.
I think it's the Navy that's in charge of the reporting. I wonder, you know, because all these things came out. Building up to this fucking report, was it all a money grab? You know, were these leaked, quote unquote, just to, you know, to get some more
get money? People excited, to get the people in Congress excited. Oh, let's spend some money on this research.
I mean, how can you not think of that? You know,
It's not a bad ploy. It's not a bad ploy, Steve.
You get the entire country excited about this report.
And oh, yeah, all fucking frothed up.
Almost there. We can do it.
Yeah. But we don't. Yeah, you're about to come.
Yeah.
You're about to come. If you just jack it off $1 million more, we're gonna spew all over this report.
That's basically, I mean, that's what the report was.
Yeah. It was foreplay. Without the fucking nut.
Okay, too. It wasn't like, it wasn't all that exciting, but you know, you do your job, you get it out.
But they didn't finish, Steve.
They didn't finish.
That's a, and that upsets me.
90 days to finish.
That upsets me. 90 days? What the fuck? You know, they're going to give them the biggest case of blue balls.
They're going to give the entire country the biggest case of blue balls, what they're going to do.
Exactly. The fuck is wrong with them?
I mean, all these people were so excited about this thing. I mean, you couldn't get too excited. It made me a little nervous because them talking about, you know, hey, this might be a real phenomena when they've never done that before. That's
right.
Worried me a little bit. But now that once the report came out and now that you understand what the report is, it doesn't scare me nearly as much. Because now I know it's a, you know, they want money program. And hey, whatever. They could have done it Black Ops, you know, I guess. Why didn't they? I don't know. But not Black Ops, but, you know, Black Budget stuff.
Right. They could have just redacted all the bullshit. And
never even gave us a report. They could have just done it.
Right.
So it, to me, in the end, is going to be another Project Blue Book. Let's make the public happy type of thing.
Which is what they've done.
Yeah.
And to some degree, they have. It's spurned a lot of interest and gotten a lot of people going, oh, see? I don't know.
That's that.
It could have been a time we could have been happy about it, Steve.
Pages. And some of them were like summary pages. And the first one was a introductory page. So you're only like 6 pages long.
Oh, nice. Gee, thanks, Pentagon. Yeah, or right? CIA, who released it?
Who knows? Somebody. Office for UAP, UAP something. They're the investigative
branch. So they're in the Pentagon.
Something.
Yeah, so thank you, Pentagon. Thank you for your five-sided building. So happy that you could bring us your knowledge. Your horse shit.
Would have been exciting though if they had, you know, gave us something. You know.
Did you really think they were? Did you really fucking think they were gonna?
We could have had a great last show talking about it.
Steve, did you really think they were gonna?
No, I knew that we shouldn't get excited.
Did you think they were gonna come out and be like, "Hey, the Greys exist"?
If the Greys.
I mean, was that what you were expecting?
You know, I wasn't expecting it, but people really were expecting it. Because they were told that we're going to get everything the government knows about UFOs.
I'd be more apt to believe that, like, Mars attacks aliens are here than the Greys at this point. Ack, ack, ack.
There is certainly something. And the something, in my opinion, may come from below instead of above. And
oh, hell yeah.
Always near water. Always.
Yeah, so I think you're right.
And so, is there something under the sea that we don't know about? Is there a whole new, another civilization down there? Yeah, who knows?
I mean, it's been talked about for ages. Ages.
And it does, in a way, obviously it would be really hard to build a civilization down there. But if we were farther, way farther advanced in our past, it's not unthinkable.
Nope.
It's a lot easier to believe than, you know, outer space aliens.
Yep.
So it could be something like that. And, you know, they're just trying to figure out how to communicate. Who knows?
I don't know. It's all fucking, it's all Greek to me. I'm getting out of the game, Steve. Getting out of the game. I'm getting out of the game. You know, I don't see the point anymore.
We're retiring.
I'm retiring from this shit. I'm going to be a passive, you know.
You're like, you know, you retire from a sport, you still become a coach. You're not going to do any of that stuff.
No. Fuck that. I'm done.
Cheerleader, maybe?
I'm just going to, like, I'll read the stories, Steve.
I'll try.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read the stories. What's that?
I'll say I'll ignore it all. Fuck it.
There you go. You just ignore it. Go buy stuff for the, you know, your store. Sell stuff in your auction. Fuck 40 in topics.
Take a nap.
What do you need them for?
You know, at this point, you don't need them.
Right.
I enjoy it. You know, I still read it, and I will read up on it on occasion.
Oh, yeah.
Back in 2011 or 12 when we first met.
No, when we first started looking into this shit, we were constantly doing that shit. But constantly.
Oh, yeah, that's a cool story. Next. You know, stuff that would have really excited us back in those days. Like,
and I will tell you, I will tell everyone, you know, that even gives a fuck to listen. One of the things that jaded me about all of this is the people.
Yeah, it's the people.
You find some, there are decent people, don't get me wrong. But by and large, like the people in and of this community, or these communities, they don't want to talk to people like Steve and I. So, it's, you know, it makes it difficult.
And but I mean, it's not like we're skeptical, but we'll always have been willing to listen to that side.
Oh yeah,
I mean, we've had Ackley on, we've had Patrick Epistemon on, we've had what's her name, the UFO, Tom and
Tom Reed and Melanie Kirchdover. And I'm probably not going to get Tom on.
Every single one of these people, well, maybe not Patrick, but we've been fair to everyone.
Hey, I don't want to take, listen, I'm not taking the credit for that. Matt came back to the show for like one episode that night and trashed the shit out of him. I will not take credit for that one. I just let him on the show. I just pushed the button. That's it.
You know, everybody who has been on, it's been always been a good sport, even when we asked the tougher questions or, you know, might have pissed somebody else off. But these people that we had on always have been good people, you know, as far as to talk to. And whether their story, I mean, with Claudia, we were up front with her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had a few that were off the wall. The John Teeter guy was... Oh my fucking god.
It was great though.
It was. It was a fucking hoot.
Total fraud.
Right, but we had to take it a certain direction. Like we had to listen to his story. And I had to make a conscious decision based on the fact that in any other normal situation, I would have torn this guy apart. Based on what he was saying. But I knew that that wasn't an option.
Well, it was much better to let him talk.
So, yeah. So we just let him go. And then I just constantly made time travel jokes the whole fucking show. It's a great show.
And he didn't get it.
And no, he fucking just thought I was just goofing off with him. So.
It was a great show.
I've had some good ones. I've had some that I've gone back and listened to that have actually made me laugh again. Oh, Jesus Christ. He's got to be right back. Yeah, I've actually gone back and listened to some shows and made myself laugh from listening to it. So it does happen on occasion. It's hard for me to laugh at jokes that I tell. Or little bits that I do on the show. But, yeah. So, yeah, next week we'll be back with one last show with Katie, Steve, and I on Monday. And then that'll be it. That'll wrap it up. End of an era. We might do something, like I said, in August when we're all together. But I don't know if it will be logistically possible. If I can make it happen and it makes sense and we're not all like trying to fit it in with what we got going on, then I will. But there's a lot going on, so. And I got my scooter coming, so. Meet, motherfucker. I'm ready to go. I got my fucking helmet over there. Bluetooth all hooked up. I kind of thought the helmet was a little much, but I want to protect my noggin. You know, I see people on scooters, they ride them ones with the friggin' half, so like your face is all open, it just protects your like top of your cranium. I went with the full fucking thing because I like my head. Yeah, I think I'm gonna get myself some gloves to wear because that's another thing you can get really beat up is your hands. So I want to get a decent pair of gloves with knuckle protection. I mean, it's just a scooter, but, you know, I've heard some horror stories from people about people they knew on scooters getting in fucking accidents. So I'd much rather be safe than sorry. I just hope those fucking vents on the goddamn thing really put the airflow through nice, because I'm sure it's going to be hot as fuck in that thing. It's like 105 out today. I'd be out on that thing today. I know that. Oh, fuck you, Keith. I'll try not to hit you while you're riding. Fuck you. Oh, congratulations on getting done at Walmart, by the way. Can I say that? If not, fuck you. I said it anyway.
What did they miss? What did
they miss? Oh, nothing. I was just talking about doing shit and getting done.
I thought he said he was going to hit you while you're riding your scooter.
Yeah, it's an old friend of mine. We used to work together.
Well, that's not very nice.
He lives nearby. That's so all I'll say.
Should you be scared or
not worried? Nearby. What's that?
Should you be worried or
no? No.
So you're saying he's full of shit?
No.
No? So he is going to hit you.
Keith does some weird shit. He's a good guy though.
So he might
try. He's a good guy to work with.
Real.
What's that?
He might try to run you off the road for real then.
No, I don't think that Keith would do that ever.
So he's a liar.
In a sense.
Okay.
In a sense. But
full of shit.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say he's full of shit.
Well, in that statement he is.
You're judging him by one statement, Steve. If you judge me by one statement on this show.
See, I misunderstood. I thought he said he was going to hit you. He says try not to. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah, so pay attention, Steve. Keep up.
See, he corrected me.
Yeah, keep the fuck up.
Very
important. I'm going to be on that fucking thing. By the end of the week, Steve, I'm going to be on that fucking thing.
Yeah, I expect, you know, video. Strap a GoPro to the front handlebars or some shit.
Well, I got to get a... let me pop it up. Rugby, Scooty.
Also confirms that he is full of shit.
What?
He says in the chat, he confirms that he is full of shit.
Oh, as a person? That doesn't surprise me.
But as a person, but
that doesn't surprise me that he would admit to that at all. He's a huge David Bowie fan, Steve.
Whoa, that is pretty.
Yeah, that's my bike. That's my bike that I got coming right there, Steve.
A little bit of a stretch, but is
you don't like bike? You don't think I can call that a bike?
You know, it's
why can't I call that a bike?
Can and you know the technical sense of the word it is, I suppose. It looks like something Barbie would ride, but whatever.
That Barbie would ride? Yeah. Really?
I've seen, you know, that in pink.
In pink?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, have you? They don't make those in pink, but okay.
Well, something similar. I'm not saying the exact make and model. Jeez.
Oh. See, Keith says nice bike.
He also admitted to being full of shit.
Alicia says sweet ride. So fuck you, Steve.
Alicia's a girl, so I'm not going to disagree with her.
There you go. That's right. You shut your fucking whore mouth, Steve. But yeah, that's the bike. I got the fucking, like I said, I got my helmet. Got my Bluetooth fucking thing all hooked up inside with the fucking speakers inside the helmet. I'm ready to go, Steve. I'm ready to fucking go. You'll
probably have to make vroom vroom noises when you're on it, you know.
Vroom, vroom.
There's not a lot of power there, but whatever. It's okay.
It's not a lot of power. Steve, let me show you exactly how much. Top speed, 39 miles per hour. Actually, the top speed is more around like 40, 45.
There's horse and buggies outside that are going faster than that.
Oh, shut the fuck up. 90 plus miles per gallon.
Well, that's
a see, they only have it in, you can only get it, Steve, in black.
Yeah.
White. and a blue.
You know, blue was the right choice, I think.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. Black. What I went with. Blue. Yeah, I mean, I could have gone with black. If they didn't have a blue one available, I would have gone with black. But it sucks. Like, I'm actually paying like $2,000 for it because when it's only a $1,700 scooter because of the tariffs.
Bullshit, but
yeah,
it's still not that horrible. I mean, that's not super bad.
No, and I found out today that scooters usually last about 20,000 to 30,000 miles. So I'll get some good use out of that fucking thing for a while.
Sure, but I'm sure it'll last longer than that, even.
Oh yeah. If I take good care of it. Yeah. I got a cover for it. Yeah, Missy got me a cover for it. What's that?
Keep it out of the weather, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. When I take it into work, I'm gonna put the cover on it so it keeps the sun off it.
Riding it, what, 6 months out of the year, so.
Well, no, it'll be more than that. It'll be more than that. Because you can I looked into it. There's only like I could ride it most in November. For the most part, I'd probably have to put it up in November. But December would be out. January would be out. February would be out. March is when I could take it out.
Some of March, yeah. End of March.
Yep. You could probably get it. I could probably pick it up the beginning of March.
I mean, you'll have to, you know, wear a snowmobile suit, but whatever. You know?
Yeah. Right. To get it to the house.
Hey, I got one. It's a woman's and it's from 1972.
No, that's all right, Steve. I'm good.
It'll
I'm
fit good. The bike, match the bike perfectly.
I'm good, you asshole. I'm good. But yeah, I'm happy with it. Like, as far as I've read up on them quite a bit, and people seem to like that scooter. It's a total ripoff of the Honda Ruckus. It looks a lot like it.
You're a Barbie girl in a Barbie world, man.
Oh Jesus Christ. Fucking hell. You're not going to let that one go, are you?
I saw the bike. I'm like, I saw that in the box at Walmart with Barbie next to it, except it was pink.
Yeah. Looked just like that, did it, Steve?
Pretty much. You know,
yeah. Same. I mean, no, they don't. No, they don't. Let's look again, Steve.
Similar.
Let's look again.
Stay the same.
No. No. Let's look again. They do not look the fucking same.
Yours.
So let's go to Wolf Brand scooters. So these are the other types of scooters. They have the sporty versions.
That one's a little bulbous in the front, but pretty similar still.
That's that one.
Can't be my styling to a scooter. I mean, it's a scooter. I like that one, that green one.
Cool. In the middle?
That green and white one, yeah.
The Islander?
Well, I don't know. It's not on the screen anymore.
This is the brand that the one that I'm purchasing is in. They actually have 150cc motor engine one down here, the Rugby 2, but I'd have to get my motorcycle license for that. So.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, Steve. Yeah. I'm happy. Steve, why can't you be happy for me?
I'm happy. I was hoping you'd get one of those Batmobile-looking things, though.
The Batmobile-looking things?
You know, those three-wheeled deals that, I don't know what they're called.
Oh, no.
Oh, that
no.
Would be
awesome. That'd be no. Sweet. No. I see, everybody was like, dude, you're gonna want to get your motorcycle license. Get a motorcycle. No, I don't. Oh, no, I don't no, give I, a I, fuck. No, I no, just no, I want my scooter. I don't care about going faster than fucking 40, 45 miles an hour. I don't give a shit. I'm an old man at this point. I'm 45. I like just want to putt around. I want to
like Craig Flippy. And
fuck yeah. Craig Flippy. Just like Craig.
I just fuck yeah. Never actually do it. You know, never actually make it as far as I can tell.
What? He tried to go across the country?
I think that was the goal.
And he never made it?
I don't know. I didn't hear the updates.
Oh, maybe I should do it. Maybe I should take up Craig Flippy's journey.
Make it a documentary. You know, get a couple GoPros, one on the handlebars facing out and one facing you. You know, that kind of thing, and then talk a little bit. That's what he was supposed to be doing. So I don't know if it ever actually happened. But
and get together with a filmmaker and make a documentary on my trip across.
We know some guy named Roe that'll help you out.
I don't know if Roe would want to do it.
As long as he thinks he's going to make some wood.
Some money. Yeah. Some bank.
Paranormal shit in there somewhere. And
yeah.
He'll be right on it.
Call it good. I don't think he's into that anymore.
You're right. I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
There's no money in it. And he found that out the hard
way. Yeah, he did.
We know.
Anywho. Yeah. Anywho, I'm ready to wrap this thing up tonight, Steve.
Yeah, we're going out.
We will be back next week with Katie. And we will give you a fucking last show. One last hurrah.
There will
hurrah, hurrah. Maybe I'll get shit-faced.
We're not
next week. Probably not. But, yeah. And like I said, people be looking for the bedtime stories. I will still be doing them. I'm just not going to be doing the memes, posting all the shit to Facebook, and doing the show every week. So be looking for it. And we will be back next Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to tickle your taint. Or whatever. No, Steve?
No.
No. No? No? No. Oh, okay. And anyway, until then, Steve. See ya!